This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Of course, there was this thing last night, the Oscars. It was non-stop Trump bashing. I will get into that. And probably the biggest faux pas in the history of the Oscars. Did you see this? They announced the wrong winner at the end. It was hilarious. Their ratings are the lowest that they've had in 8 years. Maybe they shouldn't be so political. I don't know. Call me crazy. George Bush is talking now about you-know-who, Donald Trump. The guy didn't say a word for 8 years about Mr. Obama, but he feels the need to come out and basically trash Donald Trump. Very telling. Also, George Ramos says that America is our country and not theirs. We'll get into that as well. But first, some thoughts about CPAC. Obviously, I made it back in one piece. I got to tell you, I hate doing the show from remote. A remote live show always has inherent problems. Okay, because you're not in your usual setting. You've got usually technical problems when you're doing a live show. Look, I do a live show every day. But when you're in a situation where you're like on a radio row, you're relying on other people in terms of the technology, and anything can go wrong, you know. And aside from that, being at CPAC, I'm sure the people out there that know this, that, you know, you go to these conventions or these conferences, and I got to tell you, I'm exhausted. I am exhausted because not only am I doing my live show, right, for 3 hours, which is tiring enough as it is, people, just so you know, but also, you know, I'm there to network. So you got to network, right? You're going to these events, these parties, and of course you have to drink, right? And before you know it, it's 1 or 2 in the morning, and then I got to get to bed because I got to do a show. But then you got to get up early because you can't sleep in, because then you got to go hit the, you know, you're there to network. So it's a nightmare. By the time I got home, I got to tell you. And usually in the past, because it doesn't end till Saturday night, I'll usually even stay over Saturday night because there's usually some type of events goings on. I've learned my lesson now, and I got out of there Saturday, just so I come home. Got home Saturday night, kind of late, had some problems with the flight. And I got to tell you, I felt like I got my ass kicked. I am exhausted today, people, exhausted. I couldn't be any more tired. And really, all I really did was just walk. And two, I feel like I'm getting old. Like I've got, you know, my back was hurting me, my knees were hurting me. You know, I know I'm complaining, I'm bitching, but anyway, I'm very glad to be home. Frankly, you know, you're just being in your own bed, in your own house. You know, I can't stand traveling. Just the whole traveling part, right? Getting on a plane. It used to be, remember you used to go, and you would fly somewhere, and it was, it used to be a big deal. It was, kind of cool. You'd fly. It was it was somewhat of a special event or something, but now it's like taking the bus. It's like taking the Greyhound, the guy flying. They herd you in like cattle. The customer service, by and large, is horrible. I know they do their best, though, but I can't stand flying. But just the whole experience. Even though I've got the pre-TSA deal now. And by the way, I don't even know how that happened. Because the last, I've never like applied for it or anything, but for whatever reason, they've put me on the good list, not the bad list, thank God. So, traveling just sucks. And being at CPAC, it's one of those things that you kind of have to do every year. I swear, every year I say to myself, I'm not going to go anymore, but then I have to go. And I especially had to go this year because I had to somewhat gloat a little bit. Because last year I was one of the few people there that were actually telling everybody, look, Trump's going to win this thing. And it was amazing the difference between past years and this year. It was decidedly more chill last year. You know, you still had the forces, the Ted Cruz people, talking about how they were going to still, there was a chance they were going to pull this off and that they were going to go to the convention. Remember that? They're going to go to the convention and they're going to steal this from Trump. Anyway. So much for that. Did you watch the Oscars last night? It was just... I turned to it just for a little while to check it out. Apparently had its lowest ratings in the last 5 years. It is devolved now into this big bitch session about Trump. That's all it was. I mean, that's all it was. It was amazing. Just as I turned there to the channel, every time I turned, because I was just kind of flipping through the channels last night, every time I turned to the Oscars, it was just Trump bashing 101. Trump bashing, and more Trump bashing from everyone there. Do they not realize they're just talking to themselves? That they're just talking to the half country and the other half is disgusted with you and doesn't want to watch. I'm going to get into that as well. Of course, Iran. I want to talk a little bit about Iran and how they view us and how the Iranian filmmakers view Trump. It's the irony of ironies. The irony of ironies, frankly. Is that you have Iranian filmmakers that are criticizing Donald Trump, yet they don't criticize their own government. It's amazing, you know. It's just, but it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, that's comes with the territory. It comes with being a winner. When you're a winner, everybody is jealous. Everybody wants to take you down. And that's what, the next 8 years are going to be for Donald Trump. He is going to constantly be taken down or attempted. They're going to attempt to take him down. I doubt that they're going to have any success. But, you know, and what's amazing to me is how the media continues this same failed playbook. Really? Have they not figured out that that didn't work? The exact same strategy that was employed before is being employed now. But it didn't work then, and why do they think it's going to work now? He's already president. He won. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul a burning fire. beginning to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre? Oh, show. Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown up.
lie, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hit a bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Ray fell off. How? My last album was the Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So while I was on the air, I got a call from one of these bogus sites or call centers that tell you that they are the IRS. And apparently... apparently, some people fall for this. So if there are any of my listeners out there listening, first of all, the IRS does not call you to tell you that they that you owe them money, number one. If they are going to get in touch, do they send you a letter? They don't threaten you with arrest. They don't tell you to pay with a credit card immediately, or you can pay with a gift card. So actually, I like to mess with them, but then, you know, they don't really, once they see that you're on to them, they won't. But again, all the people that are out there, please ignore any calls that you may get saying that it's the IRS, okay? Because they don't call you. And people actually fall for this, and it's sad because there are people take advantage of people that don't know any better, and they scare people to think people that follow the law and they will those are the people that they go after for the most part. Good law-abiding American citizens. Those are the people they go after. All right, so I just want to tell you a real quick story. While I was at CPAC, I ran into a good friend of mine that is now working in the administration, and it told me a little story and a little anecdotal story, and I just want to share this with you because this really. Illustrates so clearly the difference between the present administration and the last administration. So I'm talking to my buddy, and he says to me, he's like, yeah, there are apparently there are a number of holdouts from the Obama administration, right? I mean, and that happens with every White House. There are holdovers, there are bureaucrats, people that work in the White House administratively, right? And so this was told to me over the weekend as I was at CPAC, and it really is telling that apparently under Mr. Obama's administration, the daily briefing with the staff was held every day at 9:45. So basically, Obama would his first meeting of the day would be 9:45 in the morning, where he would have his staff there. They would do their briefings, and then typically Mr. Obama would stay till about 4 o'clock, quarter to four, 4 o'clock. No later than 4 o'clock, he was outie. Okay, he would retreat back to wherever hole he came from. And he would go back, either upstairs or, go hit the links or they'd get ready to go out to dinner, whatever they were doing, whatever they would do. Trump, by contrast, okay, he comes in, first of all, the guy comes in at, he walks downstairs at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. He expects to have a briefing with his staff at 6:30 a.m., and he's ready to go. He's ready to work. 6 o'clock in the morning, he's ready to go. Comes in. He has his briefings, 6:30 a.m., and he will stay till about 8 or 9 o'clock every night. And that's his daily schedule. That's the president's daily schedule. And I'm sure probably, he's probably got, 8 o'clock, he probably turns on O'Reilly. probably watches Tucker Carlson now, watches Sean Hannity, and maybe if he's still up, he'll watch a little Don Lemon. Sounds like actually what I do. Anyway, so apparently he goes to bed at around 12 or 1, and then he starts all over again. And as I heard this from my buddy that works in the administration now, I was like, oh, my goodness, he's just a baller. He's working. And it's amazing when you think about it. Here you've got Donald Trump that is, 70? He just turned 70? That basically sleeps, I don't know, 5-6 hours a night, if that. If that. And he works like a banshee. And that right there is really the most telling thing that I've heard. That and the story about the, of course, the pipes, the pipeline, you know, where Donald Trump said when he's about to sign the executive order for rebuilding the Dakota pipeline. And, you know, they asked him, he said, wait, where are the pipelines? Where do the pipes come from? And they're like, well, I come from all over the world, Mr. President. He's like, oh, no. Wait a minute. We got to change this up. We got to get American steel here. And I got to tell you, those two stories illustrate the clear differences between the past administration and what we have now. That Donald Trump is a baller. He's a boss. And as I heard the story, I was just amazing. I mean, these are the kind of things that people don't understand and don't look at and don't realize. This is real world stuff here. And so I wanted to share that with you, to all my listeners out there, because, you know, that's why you listen to me, because I give you the real deal Holyfield. But really, it is so instructive to see the clear difference. I mean, here you've got, Trump starts at 6:30. Okay, we got a 3-hour difference in starting time. And then at the end of the day, we've got about a 4 or 5 hour difference in terms of a work day. For the people that work in the White House, basically, you got no social life. You got basically no life. I mean, you can't even go to the gym. When are you going to go work out? You either got to go work out at night, or you got to go work out at like 5. Because your ass needs to be at your desk. At your desk. By 6:30. We'll be right back. Don't worry.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Show 877-317-6432 is the number here. So let me get this straight. After 8 years of George W. not saying a word about the Obama presidency, for 8 years, guy kept his mouth shut, didn't say anything. And during his 8 years as president, he basically sat there and took the abuse from the press and never punched back and never did anything. Just sat there glassy-eyed and took all the abuse from the press. Now, George W. has decided that he's going to come out and criticize Donald J. Trump. Yeah. Or to those that don't know, President Donald J. Trump. To you, George W., He gave a interview with the Today Show. Let me just go over some of the things that he said today. And again, see, this is exactly why people hate the Republican Party. Okay? This is textbook right here example. Oh, and by the way, you know what I love about the media? I love how the media, because I heard this over the weekend, you know, the Sunday shows. I love how the media still, by the way, they're still over the weekend talking about Russia. Russia. And now it's all about, well, we need to have an independent investigation about the Russian connection. Really? We need to waste more of your money over this frivolous, complete BS issue, this false narrative. But what I love, here's the best part about this. I love how the Republican side now is joining forces with the Democrat Party. Although it's no surprise, because I've said this, if you listen to my show, that there is but one party. However, this kills me. So I'm watching the shows, and they sit there and they're like, well, we need an independent investigation. And especially, look how Republicans are now coming out against Donald Trump. And of course, what are the Republicans that they cite? It's the usual suspects, i.e. Well, look, it's very important. Look at how John McCain has now come out against President Trump. John McCain. Look. It's John McCain coming out against him. I love when Democrats invoke the name of John McCain, as if that holds any sway with us at all. See, this is how clueless the media is, and how clueless Democrats are, really. None other than John McCain has called for an independent investigation. Republicans are getting behind this. It's a bipartisan issue now, and it's very important because we see Republicans now are joining in on this, such as, and of course, every time they say a Republicans are calling for an independent investigation, the only Republicans that are calling for an independent investigation are who? John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And, of course, to a lesser extent, Little Marco, and now Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa came out over the weekend and said, we need an independent investigation. You know, it's amazing. These guys never called for any independent investigation about the Obama administration. Never once did I hear any calls for an independent investigation for the Obama administration for any number of scandals. No independent investigation. No. But now, we need an independent investigation. We need an independent subcommittee to investigate these actions. Really? All right. So there's that. And then, of course, they trot out George W. Here's a guy who never uttered a word, literally, for 8 years. Actually, never really uttered a word against the media in the 8 years that he was president. George W. never did anything. Never fought back, never said anything. He just allowed his spokespeople to, I don't even know what they did, because they didn't do anything. Okay? They had Dana Perino up there and Ari Fleischer. Was it Tony Snow was there at the beginning? See, and this is why, you know, you bring out George W. And he's going to trash Trump. Among the things he said, I am for an immigration policy that's welcoming and that upholds the law. when asked about the travel ban.
Really?
I inform immigration policy that's welcoming and that upholds the law. Interesting, because you never, ever upheld the law, George W. But now you're for an immigration policy that's welcoming, which what does that mean? You're for open borders and that upholds the law. Well, which one is it? Are you for a immigration policy that's welcoming or one that upholds it? Which one is it? Which one is it? You know, this is like saying, I'm a progressive Republican. Well, really, what is it? This is what's wrong with the Bushies, okay? That's why we hate. This is why, honestly, the Bushies did more to destroy the Republican Party and this country than pretty much any Republicans ever done. But yeah, he's supposed to be like held up as this example of what? I don't know. And so when Trump trashed the Bushies and got rid of them, you know, of course, the Republican establishment was like, shocked. Oh, no, what are you talking about? He's going after the Bushes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. This guy never said a word. Never said a word. For 8 years. Now, all of a sudden, he feels like he has to interject. A month in. We're a little over a month in now. Okay? This is week 5 today. Today's week 5. Beginning of week 5. And yet, you got Bush coming out now? Really? And just remember this. There's no coincidence here. Okay? No coincidences. Rick, go quiet.
Edward Woodson Show.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling, way down inside. Honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, after 8 years, 8 years of the Obama presidency, we now have George W. that just couldn't help himself. He could not help himself. He had to come out and he had to comment and criticize the Trump administration. I mean, really, it's amazing. This is exactly why the base of the Republican Party hates the Republican Party, hates the Bushies. You know, if you don't have something nice to say, keep your mouth shut. And, of course, he took, like, little thinly veiled shots. Among the things he said, he said that a free press was indispensable to democracy. Of course, hinting that he agrees, or I should say, I'm sorry, agrees with the media and disagrees with President Donald Trump. He also said, we need an independent media to hold people like me to account, Bush said on the Today Show. I think power can be very addictive. It can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere. Okay. Because, of course, you know, Trump has obviously famously been at war with the media, which is, frankly, nothing new. You have had administrations that have fought with the media. But really, for Bush to come out here and specifically go after Donald Trump, I think is very telling. And just goes, and it just really shows you what we've said for the longest time and what we have always known. It just, all he does is reinforce what we've always known. And that is that it's not just the Democrat Party. It's the Republican Party. It's the Republican Party that is the enemy, frankly. Make no mistake about this, because I'm telling you right now, the Republican Party is just as bad, if not worse, than the Democrat Party. And the reason why they're actually, I would argue that they're actually worse. Because there are people all over this great country that watch Fox News dutifully, that still support the Bush family, that still think that people like John McCain hold sway. And what they don't realize is that in addition to the media being the enemy of the people, their own party, their own Republican Party, is the enemy of the people. So here's what he said. One of the things I spent a lot of time doing was trying to convince a person like Vladimir Putin, for example, to accept the notion of an independent press. And it's kind of hard to, you know, tell us to have an independent free press when we're not willing to have one ourselves. Clearly, he's taking the side of the press here. Asked if Trump has shown signs of being generally interested in uniting a country that remains deeply divided after his election, Bush said, "You have to take a man for his word, and if he wants to unify the country, and we'll see whether he's able to do so." But then, he went on to say, it's hard to unify the country, though, with the news media being so split up. When I was president, you know, you mattered a lot more because there was like three of you. And now there's all kinds of information being bombarded out. People can say things anonymously, and it's just a different world. All right, so then why don't you keep your trap shut? Why are you commenting on this? That's my question. We are joined now by Patrick Gavin from Talk Media News. Patrick, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So Trump has announced he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. What a surprise. After calling him Hitler for the last 2 years, they are shocked that he doesn't want to go to their goofy dinner. Amazing.
Yeah, I think people are a little bit disappointed, but yeah, it's hard to see why this comes as a surprise. I think both from Trump's perspective, Trump's perspective clearly is deeply embedded that he views the media as the opposition party. And that's just, and that's just not like a talking point. That's a genuine part of their political platform. And so this idea that Trump would then go and kind of wine and dine with reporters, you know, certainly doesn't square with that. And then on top of that, you know, why would he want to sit through what would probably be the roughest critique that any president has endured at that dinner? There's just no upside for him whatsoever. And also in his defense, you know, he's the first person to cancel in, you know, 36 years or whatever it is. But every single president hates going to that dinner. Going back as far as Truman, I mean, no president likes just sitting there and being gawked at for hours on end and then being told how terrible they are about press policies and then get made fun of. So it's something that every president suffers through. Trump's just sort of the first one to kind of pull the plug on it.
Yeah, but I kind of, in a way, wanted to see him, go after them to their faces at the press, at the correspondents' dinner. But, you know, I don't blame him either. You know, like, I feel conflicted. I feel like, you know, he should just go there and be like the conquering hero, right, and just go after him. But by the same token, he's like, you know what, I'm good. I don't need to go. So,
well, right, and that's sort of what you're absolutely right. I mean, I think like I would want to see that. I think most Americans would want to see it, and I think Trump would want to do it. I mean, Trump's a guy who likes the big stage, likes the big arena, who performs well in those circumstances. So it's certainly a loss in that regard, except for the fact that and I don't know if Trump would apply this rule to himself, but you know, presidents have to walk that fine line of being funny and ribbing people, but they can't be as harsh as you know, say the comedian can be towards them. Like, they have to still walk that line of being presidential and not coming off as, you know, flippant and not coming off as, you know, shallow or vain or bitter or any of these things. So, you know, every president's routine is fairly watered down. I don't know if Trump would have done that himself, but that's just another reason why, you know, I don't know that Trump can be Trump in that room, because there are these sort of, like, you know, one of the mottos is singe but not burn, meaning, you know, you can make fun of people, but don't go overboard. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a really tough routine for the president to do, especially for somebody like Trump, who really wants to use that occasion to go after folks in the media, but then runs the risk of, if he does, and the next day, you know, all he has to hear about is how rough he was. So, yeah, it's kind of a lose-lose.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think it is kind of a lose-lose for him, and he doesn't need it. It's going to be weird, though, right, without him there, because then you don't have your foil. You know, you don't have anybody to go after. I mean, they're still going to, but he's not going to be there, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's going to be very weird, because, right, he won't be there. And then also, I mean, no disrespect to all the comedians who have gone there over the years, but that's not why people go. People don't go to see Stephen Colbert. They don't go to see Seth Meyers. They go to see, because they can watch Stephen Colbert five nights a week. They can't see the President of the United States do stand-up five times a week, much less five times a year. So that's the real draw. That's why people buy tickets. That's why celebrities come. You know, that's why there's all these sponsorships. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to be an eight-year trend for Mr. Trump or a four-year trend, but it's a real game-changer to not have the president there. It's just going to be a less fun night.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, Patrick, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Patrick Gavin from Talk Media News. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.